First off, I'm sure everybody know we've lost Joe Thomas for the year, and that is probably a big blow, not just to our offense, but to our organization, our football team. As I said yesterday, just what he meant to me as a player, as a person, and the things he brought to our football team in the locker room, the leadership piece will be missed. And hopefully we'll get him back here. Joe's a tremendous competitor, and I just knowing him, not speaking for him, you know, he'll come back and want to continue to do what he does, which is be one of the best left tackles in this league. So hopefully he'll want to do that as we continue to move forward. But, again, that's a tough loss for us. But that's football. It's pro football. Those things happen. It's unfortunate, you know, that happened to him. What a tremendous streak he had going. And in order for him to be laying on that field, you have to understand something has to be seriously wrong. And obviously it was. And, you know, he'll get that taken care of and we'll move forward. As far as the game, you know, you watch the tape, the same mistakes keep creeping up, turn the ball over in the scoring zone, penalties. Those are things that we just got to continue to work through and work on. You know, obviously we got to, as a football team, keep growing. We're not where we need to be. I'd be the first to tell you that. And I think our players know that. We know that as coaches. We got to keep pushing and keep getting this group better. That's just where we are. You know, I'm not going to run from that. That's what it is. So we'll keep working at it. We work at it every week, but obviously we're not getting it through like we need to. So we will keep working, keep growing. Nobody in this locker room is hanging their head. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep getting better. That's kind of who we are, and we have a big game in London this week, a big trip, so we got to get ready for that. As far as the injuries are concerned, Jason McCourty and Jabril Peppers are making good progress. We'll see where they are. You know, other than Joe Thomas, you know, we made it out of the game okay. You know, other than that, a couple nicks and bumps here and there, but for the most part, obviously, Joe is the biggest injury we had in this game.
Standpoint, do you know when he's going to have the surgery?
I'm sure as soon as possible. You know, it could be as early as tomorrow or the next day. But again, that's something, you know, only Joe knows, you know. But I think it's something you want to get done as soon as you can.
You always use the next man up mantra, but does that even apply when you lose a guy like this?
No, it doesn't, but it does, because you got to put the next guy in there, you know. But it's hard to replace somebody like him, you know. So we know that, and we'll have to adjust and do some things differently, and we will.
Who will the next guy be?
I'm sorry?
Who will the next guy be?
Right now it's Spencer Durango. You know, we'll keep talking about it as a staff and see if we need to shuffle some guys around. But what I don't want to do is, you know, take one position and then all of a sudden have an issue at other positions. So we may, you know, stand pat with that, you know, and put Spencer over there and do some things you know, offensively to help. And then when we get back, you know, from the game in London during our bye, we'll discuss what we think is best moving forward for those last eight games. But that's where we are right now.
When you say hopefully he'll come back, are you concerned that he might retire after this injury?
No, I never said that. That's an injury, a serious injury. You know, that's something you use, that limb, that arm. You use, you know, in protection and to block and do those things. I mean, this is not a easy injury. I mean, it's a legitimate, long healing process, I think. So I think he's got to go through it. And I don't know how that's going to come back. You know, I want him to come back. I think we all do. But I think we all have to understand that this is a serious injury we're talking about.
Thank you. When you talk about schematically, just how big of an adjustment is it when you don't have the guy you can count on?
It's hard. It's hard. I mean, because teams know that. And so, like yesterday, as we attempted to help on that side, teams, you know, play different defensive schemat. They line up different defensively, so the running back can't help. So you can't chip. And they put the tight end in different situations, so he can't sit over there and just help. I mean, it's no secret what we're trying to do, and it's no secret what they're going to try to do. So you do have to make adjustments that way in order to try to help in a position that you have grown accustomed to not having to help. So you go through it.
You think the loss of Joe has a big kind of hand in the inside the locker room? I mean, he's one of the leaders, captain, guys have known him for a long time. It'll take a while to get used to him not being around.
Well, I think it will, but we better get over it quick because nobody else cares about that. You know, I just think, you know, in our locker room, you're used to having him in there, seeing him in there, knowing he's going to play. He's been Iron Man. You know, you walk out there, Joe Thomas is on the field ready to go. And I think our players, we need to get past that as fast as we can. We don't have that safety net anymore. You know, he's not going to be here playing this season, the rest of this season. So as fast as we can, we got to turn that corner.
Are you ready to name a quarterback?
No. No, I'm not. Nope.
Is Hogan a possibility if he's healthy?
Like I said yesterday, everything's on the table. So I'll continue to watch tape and go from there.
What did you see when you watched the tape from yesterday?
What part? What do you want to know? Huh? I thought Kizer did some really good things early. I thought he was very team protecting with the football early in the game, and obviously right before the half, you know, it kind of came apart through the interception. You know, that all of a sudden had an opportunity to score points. We weren't able to do that after that. Came out the second half and obviously had another turnover. So I made a switch. Cody came in, led the team from the, I think it was a minus 1 yard line, whatever it was, all the way down the field where we were able to kick a field goal. In that same drive, that's where Joe got hurt. And then I thought he did some other good things, but I thought there were some balls that he missed, you know, that he could have made, like he said, because I think Cody can make those throws. But I think with practice time and those type of things, he will. So there was a turnover he had down the middle of the field. I don't think he knew the angle that David was coming out of. That's practice time. But at the same time, I thought, you know, there was some rhythm to when he played, just like I thought there was some rhythm to when Deshaun played. But we can't turn the football over. You know, that's just going to be my battle cry as the coach and the offensive leader. We can't turn the ball over. And we've turned it over way too much.
Interceptions early in the game. It appeared the game plan was just, you know, short, quick reads, you know, hit, gradually move down the field. Did he deviate from that?
No. He didn't deviate from that. That ball was that was in a 2-minute situation, you know, right before the half where we had a chance to score points. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we all saw it. The guy was open. We missed him. You know, that's been our issue. So I'm not. I mean, it's not about throwing the ball short here, there, whatever. It's me throwing the ball to you, and he missed it. And so we can't sugarcoat that. That's something he's got to improve at. And so he's got to continue to work at that and continue to get better.
Do you think you'll do the Wednesday morning announce
yes.
your quarterback thing?
I'm sure. Well, that's been, you know, the thing that works. We watch the tape, and I like to get with the players and talk to them before we make any decision that way.
Hogan, with the badly bruised ribs, is he really in the mix to be?
Yeah, he will be. But I think, again, I need to know where he is medically. I mean, our guys were running around today, and there were some things they were doing that he wasn't. So I just need to know where he is medically.
Thank you. I know you seemed to be caught off guard yesterday by the Kizer situation, the late night, whatever. You had a chance to talk to Deshaun?
Yeah, I have. Okay. Well, we've discussed it, and I like to keep that conversation between me and him.
Your message about turnovers and how you can't live with them. But do you like break down each one and say, okay, this is Deshaun's fault, this isn't Deshaun's fault?
Every last one of them. I don't want to go get into all that, but just know this, we got to do it better. We got to do it much better. And I think we all know the majority of ones that are critical are in the scoring zone. They have a chance to score the ball. You know, so not only are you not getting opportunities to score points, you're giving the ball to the other team where they now have opportunities to score points. So it's a kind of double whammy for us. We're not handling that as well as I think we have to, that I know we have to as an offensive football team.
You said the first one was he just missed the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a combination of that? And on the second one, he didn't see the defender. So it's a combination of accuracy and not seeing what he needs to see?
Well, I mean, if that's what you want to say it is, you know, again, we turned it over, so.
Where's your concern level with him as to whether or not he can handle this?
Well, my concern level is I still truly believe that Deshaun's going to grow out of a lot of this. I do. But that takes time, and that takes work. I think he's working at it. I thought we all seen the improvement in him in the first half up until the first turnover. I thought he was doing some really good things and playing well. I said this a long time ago, the pressure of playing quarterback in the National Football League for 50 plays, 40 plays, first half, whatever that is sometimes a big task for some men. And sometimes you're going to get some of this where things are not going as well until they can come out of it. The unfortunate part for us is you don't get to come out of it and win games this way. You know, you got to work through it. This is sometimes a deal between Deshaun and Deshaun. You know, he's got to work through this, and I think he is, just like I watched how hard he worked last week to put himself in position to go out there and start the game and play early. So he's just got to make that next jump and take that next step. And how fast can we get him there, and how fast can he get himself there? I mean, I don't know that at this time.
So why was the second turnover there yesterday kind of the end point for you? Why was that an intolerable?
Because when you turn the ball over on your side of the field and put the defense – yeah, again, you guys keep hearing me talk about being team protecting. When you put the defense in a situation where now they have to rise up and make a stop in order to keep us in the game, because if you do that again, whether it be in the scoring zone or backed up like that, then we don't even have a chance to go into overtime. You know what I'm saying? So the turnover thing is an issue. We have more turnovers, interceptions than anybody in National Football League, probably by two. When I say by two times more, and that's to me is unacceptable. Can't turn the football over and play at a high level in the National Football League. It doesn't go hand in hand.
How the receivers, are they running their routes crisply, properly, or is some of this on them for not being where they're supposed to be?
No, the interceptions had nothing to do with the receivers. I think the receivers were where they needed to be at that time, if that's what you're asking about the turnovers. No, that had nothing to do with it.
All season, have they been doing what they're supposed to?
We're not talking. We're talking about the game yesterday. I don't want to get into all season.
Now that you know the facts of Friday night, is too much being made of it, or is it still a concern to you that Kaiser was even out that late?
I think, our players are entitled to go out. And I think our players need to understand anywhere you go, you have to be very careful, because those are the things that people will, tweet, Snapchat, whatever all these things are, out, you know, and it could be seen as something that maybe you shouldn't be doing. I have no problem with, I mean, they're young men, and they can go out. If a guy's done what he needed to do prior to, I mean, I don't get to judge that, you know. I don't think anybody was doing something wrong or anything like that. So I think, you know, again, long as there's not anyone coming to me saying this guy committed a crime or did something wrong, or I think the guy is not on top of what he needs to be on top of, would it be an issue in my mind? Again, our players, our quarterback, or whoever that is, you want to make sure that those guys understand the situations that you can and can't be in. And sometimes people make bad judgments and bad decisions until they truly understand that everybody's watching, especially when you're in the midst of a season like we are. So I think everybody's got to be careful, not just Deshaun, not just the quarterback. I think all of our players do, just because I think those are the things that become headlines more so than what's really the issue is we got to play football better, you know.
So do you think bad judgment?
I think my discussion with Deshaun is you got to be careful. You know, I think judgments are – decisions you make can affect you, you know, and people can see things the wrong way, and I think he gets that. Go ahead.
You feel that Deshaun Kaiser's going to grow out of his role.
Yeah, grow out of this, the turnover situation.
The front role. Mm-hmm. How does a guy grow out of something like that? If there's constantly like a musical chairs type of thing, you never really
it's not. Well, you again, that's part of his development too, is to take the quarterback out. You don't leave the quarterback in if you're going to continue to turn the ball over. I think everybody sees development as just keep a guy out there and let him keep playing. Well, part of development is sit down. Sit down and learn that if you turn it over, you ain't going to be out there. There's not another team across this league. There's 31 other teams that ain't going to keep a quarterback out there to keep turning it over. You can go survey any team you want. They're not going to do that. This business is a performance-based business. It's about winning. It's not about just developing. And somebody said that to me the other day. You develop quarterbacks, there's no question, but you're in charge of winning football games, not just developing a player. So at the end of this, I think what's important is our quarterback has to put his team in a position to win. And that's growth, and it's going to happen on the practice field. It can still happen in games, but I have to see the growth. If I stick you back out there and you do the same things, well, the same thing's going to happen. You're going to come over here and stand next to me. That's just the way it's got to be.
You're going to look at
back in, would you have taken, should you have accepted that penalty and pushed him back to the 47?
I still don't, again, I discussed that yesterday. I still don't feel that way. You know, again, it made it fourth and one. I mean, we can go argue that, whether you push them back, and if they would have, they wouldn't have scored a touchdown. We wouldn't be saying that now, you know. So because it was 3 points and the game ended up 9-12, we're having this discussion. I get it. We felt very comfortable as an or as a football staff that this was the right thing for us to do, and that's what we did.
But the thing is, though, if you're afraid he's going to kick a field goal, if you move him back, he can't kick a field goal if you stop him.
No, but again, Marcus and some of the things that we knew they did in that situation might have caused us some issues. We were playing without two other secondary players that we felt very comfortable with. So, again, I wanted to force the field goal as opposed to letting him drop back and throw the ball to some of the things, some of the guys that they had on their offensive football team.
So you think they had a better chance of making that field goal than converting a third and 17?
A third? Did I think they have a better chance of making the field
making
goal?
that field goal or missing that field goal than converting?
Well, I know how you see it. I'm just telling you how we saw it. Got it. Well, I think it all goes into it. I mean, I don't think I can't tell you that it doesn't. I mean, because it's not so much about the 1-22 and 0-7. It's about winning. You know, I've said that since I've come here. I mean, I want to do everything I can to help win the football game. And so if you're not putting us in best position to win a football game, I think you have to, just like we would at any position. If a guy's not playing well, I mean, you're going to take a guy out if you have another guy to put in. I just think that's the way it goes. And I think we feel that in any position. Yesterday, there were some guys that jump off sides. They came out. The next guy went in. I mean, that's how you do it, you know. And I don't think it's impacted totally by what your record is. It's impacted about what does it take to win the game that you're playing.
Throwing everything into the hopper and trying to decide who to start at quarterback this weekend, will that Friday night incident factor in any way, shape, or form?
Probably won't. No, not that way. Because like I said, I had a conversation. I feel comfortable about the conversation that I had.
And using that same standard to the wide receiver position, Britt continues to hurt you, and he continues to play. And you find him, you send him home. I mean, is that a double standard and kind of mixed message you think you're sending to the rest of the team?
No, I don't think we're sending a mixed message. I think your point that we've done everything we can do, and then he has to do his part. So I don't think we're sending a missed message. I think the locker room knows the message loud and clear exactly what it is and what the expectation is. And if guys don't meet that expectation, then we'll start to go the other way. It's just that simple. I mean, but you give guys a chance to redeem themselves. You give guys a chance, whether it's on the field, off the field, whatever that is, if that's the decision that we make. And those are the decisions that we made. So now a guy's got to make a decision to do it right, step up, whatever all those things are. And if you can't, then we'll move on.
Do you think he's having a positive effect on your players, or maybe a negative effect?
I don't want to get into that.
You think Kenny will have another chance, though?
We'll see about all that.
What if Kaiser was out with him Friday night?
I'm sorry?
There was a report that Kaiser was out with Britt Friday night.
Well, I think these guys are teammates, and it might have been more than them out before then, you know, having dinner or whatever all that is. I think, again, I really believe that again, when you are not where we should be, we're 0-7 football team, all these things are going to get talked about. You know, I think there was more players having dinner more so than anything, and then a couple guys stuck around and had some conversations, and now it turns into all this. I don't see any harm in that, you know, because guys are out and talking and having a little men fun. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Clearly more palpable as the weeks go on. Obviously, losses pile up. That kind of happens. Do you feel like you're coaching for your job, knowing the recent history with the Browns?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't feel like that at all, because I think I have a direct line with Mr. Haslam and D. Haslam. So I don't feel like that. I think there's some things we have to fix and that we need to continue to get better at. So, no, I don't feel like I'm coaching for my job. I've never felt like that. And if I did, I'd tell you. That's the last thing that's on my mind.